Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is We Talk Productions, one of the few black radio networks that addresses issues with solutions, presents Black Urban America. All you folks that listen by laptop, you may dial 516-531-9540 to press 1. The lineup. On Tuesday, we have Black Urban America, and my name is Kenny Jones, your host. Every second Tuesday, we have Chicago with Emma Young. Every third Tuesday, we have the advocate of Milwaukee, Beverly Williams. On Thursday, we have the Part of Harlem magazine by Way A. Young. Excuse me. On Saturday, we have Provocative Thought by Carl Sleeves. Our show starts at 8 o'clock. Now, another city school system is in question. And I know this city school system a little bit historically. The city always had problems with this school system since the 80s. How can we as a culture make advances when we have failing schools in predominantly black neighborhoods? Tonight, to discuss this, we have an educator in the North Public School System, and his name is Mr. Westbrook. Good evening, Mr. Westbrook. Welcome to Black Urban America. How are you? Westbrook?
Doing well. Can you hear me out there?
Yes. I hear you loud and clear.
Great.
Well, let's get to it.
Great.
Do you think that the Newark public school system provides a good quality education for black children?
Well, I would say it's hard. It's hard to speak on behalf of the entire district because, you know, Newark Public Schools is a large, very large school district, and the schools can vary amongst, you know, ward, neighborhood, and school. So there are some schools that are doing a decent job, and there are some schools who, you know, that are struggling. You know, based on different factors. You know, I've had conversations, you know, with former coworkers and you know, other friends in my network that work in the district as well as the charter schools. So the charter schools are not part of the district per se, but they are public schools, so they do educate Newark children. So I would say it depends on the neighborhood and it depends on that individual school.
In general, what do you feel in your heart of heart? Because I can sit up here and say, well, there's a predominantly black neighborhood or community or town, you betcha by golly that the school system is failing our children, and this is throughout the United States of America. So I can see here hypothesize that, you know, but what do you, being working in the system, what is your feeling?
As far as my feeling is that it's definitely a multi-pronged, it takes a multi-pronged approach, you know, in order to seek success in educating our black children. So let me ask you this,
Mr. Westbrook, I know in the 80s and half of 90s, there was some problems with the public school system in Newark, providing safety learning environment. Have they improved in providing a safety and healthy environment in 2022?
Like I'm saying, for your initial question, it varies from school to school. There's still some schools where it's not safe. You hear stories about gang activity in certain areas and schools being understaffed in terms of security. So there are some places where the safety is still an issue, but there are other places where safety is not an issue, and the children feel generally safe to attend school and get their education.
Okay, now go off script. Now, how come some school can provide a good quality education and the property is safe, the environment is healthy, and then there are other schools that are struggling, and it's all in the same system?
Right.
I have a hard problem with. How come, I want to be a Monday morning quarterback and say, well, if I was running, I would try to make sure I know I have a lot of schools in the city in the north. I know about North New Jersey. But I just want to know, how come there some schools got it and some schools don't have it?
I was beginning to say
Is it because of the principals of these schools? Is it because of the teachers there? Is it because some areas have made improvement? Are far along than other areas?
I would say it's all of the above. It doesn't fall on just one area or one group of people. There's issues from the top, from the superintendent all the way down to, the classroom teachers and the parental involvement. So when I say it takes a multi-pronged approach, I would say all those areas need to be addressed, from the leadership to the family involvement, to the instruction, to the culture and the community, to the safety. I would say all areas have room for improvement. Some areas improving, while there's still areas that need improvement, but I would say across the board, everything from top to bottom needs work, needs to be addressed.
You spoke of family.
Yes.
Do the public, and what I mean by the public, I'm talking about the parents.
Sure.
Do the parents, I know at one time, again, while I was working in Newark, no parent had the faith in the Newark public school system. How about now? Do the parents trust the Newark public school system today?
Yeah, I would say so. From my experience, I didn't really give much background on my tenure. So, this is my eighth year teaching in the city of Newark. So I spent about 4 years in the actual district, the public school district, and I spent about 4 years in the charter school. So I've been in three different environments.
I'm going to ask you later about something about the charter school.
Sure. So just to give some background on that, I've been in three different environments, just to give some context for your question. So I would say overall, from my experience, being in those three different environments, the parents do for the most part do trust the school district. We know, from my perspective, we get a lot of support, but like I said, there's room for improvement. You know, there's definitely room for improvement, and I think also the way that the schools approach and engage with the parents is a major factor as well. You know, the schools that are constantly in touch with the parents and constantly engaged with the parents to the point where some of the parents are almost annoyed by it. Those are the schools where they're having the most success. You know, when there's a breakdown in communication.
So what I get from you from that statement is that wherever there's parent involvement, and if the parents are working together with the instructors, you'll see success with the learning of the
child. Absolutely. Okay. It's teamwork. You know, this educating these black children is a team sport. You know, we can't do it without the families, you know, and of course the families need us.
Mm-hmm. Now, Michael, I'll go be honest with you. A lot of my questions come from reading articles from the Star Ledger. And I'm going to tell you something. The Star Ledger is not a fan of the Newark public school system. And we're going to respond to some things that was stated from 2020 until now. You know, what are some of the concerns and everything? Is there a learning gap between children of North and other children from other parts of the state of New Jersey?
I would say so. You know, I don't exactly have the research, you know, to back that up, but I would say there's a gap between, you know, between Newark and the suburbs.
Like Short Hills.
Exactly.
Like Short Hills. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Why do you think there's a gap? Because it's like it always been like that. Even when I was a kid.
Right.
You know, so don't take any offense to it. Why is there such a gap, and where it's reported that Newark has a $1 billion budget?
Yeah, I can't,
I got that from more than one resource. Budget's $1 billion.
I can't really say, you know, cause I am just a teacher. So as far as how that's allocated and
so y'all don't talk about, so you and your comrades, right?
Sure.
You and your teammates.
Right.
Y'all eating lunch. Y'all never discuss about the school budget or the school's administration or the school's superintendent office. You never, you know, get any type of info.
I mean, not personally. Those conversations do go on, but you know, I usually don't participate in those conversations. You know, my focus is what I have control over.
Children.
You know, myself, which is my instruction. You know, because it's good to be aware and to be conscious of what's going on in that area. For all of my duties and responsibilities, I'll get overwhelmed you know, trying to keep up with all of that, including all of the work that I do outside of education.
Yeah. So in one article, it was reported that this mismanagement, and I'm not even going to ask you that because you don't know anything about that or anything.
Right.
Let me ask you this. Do you see a difference between state control and local control? Because local control just came back, 3 years ago? Do you see a difference in the performance of the children while Newark was under state control?
Well, under state control, I was a part of the charter school, school network. When I became an employee of the district, that's when state control was handed over to local control. So I don't really have a comparison since I was in the charter school. You know, I was in two charter schools during that state control era. It's kind of hard to make a comparison.
Okay. I got the result of the last math test, the latest math test. They said that 4 out of 5 children failed the latest math test. Why do you think that happened?
Well, when I'm on the, so also for my background, I teach high school. So I'm not a math, I'm an English teacher, but what I noticed, just speaking to the math teachers and hearing the conversations from the math teachers is that a lot of the students are lacking the foundational skills needed to be successful in high school math. So in ninth grade, they take algebra 1. Yeah, algebra 1.
Okay. You're a high school teacher. You're a high school teacher, right?
They're lacking the foundational skills that they were supposed to, you know, get in middle school and elementary school. So by the time they get to high school, those algebra teachers and geometry teachers, they're playing catch up. So they're reviewing skills that the students already should have had in prior grade levels. There's a gap or a disconnect there.
You're a high school teacher, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you feel that the high schools in Newark are preparing black students, for the future? Are they getting enough sound education where they can prepare for their lives as adults?
I can speak on the current school that I'm at and the previous school that I came from, and I can say I work with a specialized program, and I can say in that program they're definitely preparing black students for the world after high school, because they're not only getting the content, you know, the regular class, you know, English, math, history, so on and so forth. We're also teaching them soft skills and professional skills and giving them exposure to possible careers through hands-on experience. So,
that's good. That's
in that
great.
Sense, yeah, right. So in that sense, they are prepared, but however, that's not the standard across the entire district. This is something that's fairly new and something that they're starting to expand to the other high schools. They're actually bringing back the vocations. That was something that they had years
really?
Ago in the district, and then they, I guess they took the vocations away to focus strictly on college, and then they're so slowly bringing the vocations back, as well as specialized programs in which the schools are partnering with, you know, different companies and institutions to give students, real world experience, you know, while they're in high school. So they already have experience.
And I hope in the other high schools, that's not the standard of your school. I hope that they make some improvements and they can catch up and the program can benefit the children, because I can name you some cities where school districts are having a terrible time, you know, it's all over the country. It's all over the country. Oakland, San Francisco, Milwaukee.
Right.
I could keep on East St. Louis. I just keep on running it down. And, you know, and I'm glad that I know the superintendent you guys have only been on the job like for 18 months. Leon, I forget. But here, you know, Newark is a black city. Newark been a black city since the 70s. Got 64% of children in the school system are black. 29% are Latino. How come 56%, almost 60% of the teachers in the school system are white? How that happen?
I mean, I would only be speculating speculating on that.
Well, speculate.
I had to ask that question
because I thought, to be honest with you, I said the numbers are right about the children and everything. I thought it would be like 70% black teachers, you know, since Newark is a black town. And when I saw that number, I said, what? You know, if anything, 50% Latino, 50% black, you know, because that's what that is the demographics of the population of that town. And when you see almost 60% of teachers are white, it threw me back. And I had to ask that question. And I hate to sound like a little racial and everything. You cannot tell me two-thirds of the student population are African-American. One-third Latino. How can you have a predominantly white teacher? The force.
Right.
Faculty. Right. You know? Because if you talk to any educator in any part of the country, West Coast, Midwest, Mideast, Northeast, South, they'll all say, I found out this about a month ago. Only 6% of the teachers in this country are African American. Mm-hmm. Now, I just fainted. You know, I went out the chair. I said, what? I thought it would be at least double digits. You know, because I know a lot of us go into the education field. Be going into education, only 6%. You can look that up, too. Only 6% of teachers in this country are African-American. So, and it always been a theory. That one reason why our children may not be succeeding in the classroom is maybe the teachers aren't dedicated, okay, because they'll have no interest in that child in that seat, or the child do not identify with that teacher that's up at the blackboard or the whiteboard, you know, So, you know, I have several teachers on the show, I have several teachers that come on the show and everything. And they basically comments, and I always ask certain questions that are the same. And their comments are basically are similar. So,
yeah. With that being said, I would say that I agree. And the research shows that, too. I did look at some research years ago when I first got into this field that showed that black children do perform better when they have black teachers. Now, as far as why that number is so low, I mean, you mentioned that there are a lot of us that are in that profession, but
it's a tough job.
You would say there's a lot of us that go into the profession. I would say there's not enough of us going into that profession. Not enough of us that want to be teachers and want to take on that tough job, because it is a tough job, and it's and you know the pay isn't that great either. To be honest. So, you know, factors such as those kind of display.
A lot of teachers got part time jobs. A lot of teachers across the country have part time jobs.
Also staying in the profession too. You know, once teachers get into the profession and they go through the stress and they go through the burnout, they don't stay in the profession. You know, those days of you know, teachers retiring after 30
years are gone.
50, yeah, that's starting to phase out. You know, we had the last few of those teachers who were doing that, but we're not going to be seeing much of that anymore, of teachers, you know, staying for 20, 30, 40 years and retiring. I would say the number of, you know, black and Latino teachers going into the profession isn't that high, and they're, you know, and you can tell because they're implementing programs to attract more, you know, black teachers to get into education. And black teachers is
now
low,
and why.
Black male teachers
now,
is even lower.
Now, Mr. Westbrook, now you see why.
Right.
This I shot you some numbers. Now you know why they got so many campaigns out here to try to get people.
Right.
To go into the education department when they go to school, you know, give more money, give more incentives and everything. Because, to be honest with you, I think our children will perform, and we need men. We need more men too. We need more black men to go into that field. But as soon as a black man go into the field, boom, he become a vice principal. They put him in administration, you know, or coaching.
Disciplinary. Whatever.
Yeah.
Administration and disciplinary roles.
Yeah, man. Let me ask you this.
I
want to ask you one more question. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, before you go to that question, I just want to mention something else too about the programs to attract more teachers. One of the high schools actually recently started up a program that would create a pipeline for students to start while they're in high school to become teachers after high school. So it's an academy where they're starting to take teachers education classes now. It's a partnership with Montclair University where So they have a partnership with the university to create a pipeline for high school students who are interested in becoming teachers. And they'll provide, you know, scholarships.
You know what? I thought Kane University would pick that up because Montclair never really was a teacher school. All your teachers came out of Kane College or Kane University New Jersey City University.
Yeah.
That's what you made your teaching schools, you know. But Montclair is a teacher school now, huh? Well, I'm going to ask you one question, and I'm going to let you go. And with all the changes that's coming down the pipe and everything, how about the STEM curriculum, entrepreneurship curriculum? You already got the vocational curriculum back. Are they coming into the schools?
I'm actually at a school that specializes in STEM. It specializes in data science, IT, you know, computer programming, coding. That's the school that I'm at. That's what that school specializes in. So definitely they're getting into the tech, you know, getting into the STEM and the tech. And some of those programs, you know, but like I said, these are specialized schools and specialized programs, but you know, they're not necessarily programs that are standard across all the schools in the district. As far as entrepreneurship,
hold on, Mr. Westbrook.
Sure.
Hold on, Mr. Westbrook.
Sure.
How come that curriculum is not offered in all the high schools?
That's a great question. that's a billion dollar budget.
Yeah. You mean that? Come on now. What makes your students better than the other students? Or they just can't find a teacher to teach that engineering, technology, and all that stuff. I mean, come on.
I don't know. Right. I'm not sure if it's a... Mm-hmm.
In Baltimore, no high school has STEM curriculum. Milwaukee, no high school has STEM curriculum. And that's where we need to take our children, to me.
No, we do. STEM. We do, because that's where this world is going.
Yeah, global training. Come on. If you got a $1 billion budget, I didn't say billion dollar budget, you mean to tell me you cannot put this curriculum in all the schools? And then you got a lot of, this will have probably a lot of teenagers want to sign up for school, but you only got a certain amount of slot. And when they can't accept everybody, then they're rejected, and that's the beginning of the end for that kid, because they didn't get the opportunity to get into your school. But if this curriculum was offered to all the schools, if the book was open to all the schools, this maybe we could save just a little bit, be paying more teenagers for the future.
Yeah, we can.
All right, Mr. Westbrook, absolutely. I thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for enlightening me about some of the changes that's getting ready to happen in North. And I can spread this information to other people, other educators that have a problem with this school. You'd be surprised. And I'll be like, I'm talking about it only happened to schools in predominantly black neighborhoods, and I don't understand why. Mr. Westbrook, you have a good week, sir, and thank you for coming on the show. All right.
Thank you, Brother
Kenny.
Thanks
for
having
me. And we have Newark Public Schools that are trying to address their challenges, try to have STEM, entrepreneur training. I mean, but you know, they need to spread the wealth. With that, I am because we are because I am. Good night.
You will not be able to stay home, brother.